You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for joining us, as is customary, the third Thursday of each month. And it's been a while since you've been here. You have elected new officers.
We have. Some changes, but our board of directors and the fire chief stayed the same. So our chief officers for this year are assistant chiefs David Thomas, Dalton Combs. I remain the fire chief. Chris Weinberg is a secretary.
Okay.
And Mark Pellucci remained our treasurer. So our board of directors stayed the same.
That's good. How many years is this now with you as chief?
This starts 14.
Wow. So. I was going to say at least 10.
Yes, ma'am. It's this starts 14, and everybody else has been there at least 5.
Okay.
So it's a good team. We work together well.
That's good. And then you named, I guess, chiefs for each station?
Our station officers, those are the captains and lieutenants, the officers that run each station.
Okay.
We have Captain Joseph Pettis.
Is that our chief's son, former chief?
Okay. That's Chief Pettis' son.
Okay.
Lieutenant Dakota Ackerman and Lieutenant Joe Toomey are at Station 1. Thomas Elliott is a captain at Station 2. Chris Weinberg and Wesley Kelly are the lieutenants there. And then at Station 3, we got Adam Hall as the captain. Austin McKenzie and Chase Bozeman are lieutenants at Station 3. And then Leslie Sewell is the captain at Station 4.
Very nice. Very nice. So we are also here to give us the call stats.
Yes, ma'am.
It's always interesting.
So I missed last month because I was on vacation for the Christmas holiday. And so for November, we had 3 structure fires, 3 brush fires, 34 EMS calls. We landed a helicopter 6 times for various medical issues, and then we ran 76 false or miscellaneous calls. That's everything from fire alarm activations, gas leaks, things of that nature, just for 122 in November. In December, we had 1 structure fire, had 1 vehicle fire, 4 brush fires, 44 EMS and MVAs, motor vehicle accidents, 10 LZs, and then 68 false or miscellaneous for 128 for December. So we're holding somewhere in between 120 and 130 right now. It's a little busier than normal, but we're still handling it very well.
I can remember when the average was 90, and then it inched to 100, and here we are.
When you and I started talking, when I first became chief, mm-hmm. we were right around 60 to 70.
60,
and it's as people move into the area.
So we could say 14 years. It's
14
doubled.
Years. It's gotten busier.
Doubled.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, almost.
Okay.
And so for 2023, the calendar year 2023, we had 36 structure fires, 11 vehicle fires, 22 brush fires, EMS calls, we had 270, motor vehicle accidents had 217, and then landed the helicopter 83 times, and we had 771 false miscellaneous calls, for a total of 1,410 calls.
You can see this information on their Facebook page, the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department page. I'm also going to share it. It'll be on ours. And how is that looking annually to the past couple of years?
So it's definitely been an increase. I believe we figured out it was about 16% over last year. Last year we ran somewhere around 1,300, I remember correctly.
Okay.
So it's definitely been an increase.
Now, 14 years ago, we had 2 fire stations, right?
3.
3? Okay,
3.
So 14. We just added one?
Correct. We added one about, honestly, almost just under 10 years now. It was back in 2015.
The one out past Publix Fly Creek?
Yep. The one up on the north end, and we're looking in the process of planning a fifth station out on the one out on the 181 corridor.
You said some land was donated?
Yes, ma'am. Right there where they're building all the new houses on the, that'd be on the east side. We're going to have a plot right there, where somewhere right there, almost across from the waters. And
right, okay.
We're going to have a fifth station out there in the next few years.
And what about as far as your personnel and your equipment, fire trucks, people, y'all, you still feel comfortable providing public safety?
Absolutely, absolutely. We currently have about 52 members, always looking for more. So if you're interested, please check out our Facebook page or our the website for an application.
Is there any kind of qualifications?
No, just have a desire to serve, and fill out the application, and then we have a person that contacts you and lets you know the next steps, and gets, you know, lets you know a little bit more about what's going on. And if you do have any questions before you fill out the application, please give us a call at our cell phone.
I'm guessing there are some support positions that don't necessarily require fighting a fire.
There are. We can find almost everybody a spot. We're always looking for people to, you know, the most important part is the firefighting spot. It's the firefighting part or the medical side, but we can find a right. spot for everyone.
And then to be a firefighter, you provide them with extensive training. They have to have certification, right?
We do. We require them to get the Alabama Certified Volunteer Firefighter within 2 years of joining the department. That's plenty of time.
And you do a lot of in-house training yourself.
We always do. We're always training on Tuesday nights. A lot of the times our officers put on trainings after hours or during the weekends. We also are about to host our annual, well, I say annual, but the South Alabama HOT class, where that brings firefighters in from all over the country, with instructors from all over the country, and that'll be on March 9th and 10th, the weekend before Arts and Crafts.
Okay. And I see an event here. You've already scheduled your 2024 open house.
Yes, that's going to be on Saturday, April the 6th, out at Fire Station 2.
Which one is that?
On Thompson Hall.
Okay.
That's where our training center is.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we've got plenty of room for demonstrations and fire safety tips, and MedStar will be there with an ambulance, and EMA will be there with safety information as well, preparation information. That's from 10 to 1 this year.
And I seem to recall last year that went well. I
mean, it did.
It's
we
a
had
thing.
A we had a great it was very, very hot. That's why we moved it. But
okay,
we had a great turnout, and we're expecting it again.
And this is a great family event for the kids.
It
come
is.
See
it
the
is.
Trucks.
Absolutely.
Hot dogs, I'm guessing.
Hot dogs
stuff
and
like
hamburgers
that. Yeah,
again.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, we know firemen are good cooks. Did I miss the crawfish boil this time?
No, not yet. Not yet.
You can tell me that one when the microphone's not on.
Also, before long, everybody will start seeing our fund drive letter.
That's right.
That's already at the printers, so you'll see our fund drive letter. That's just asking for a one-time donation to help fund the fire department operations this year.
So that is very legit if you get a letter in the mail. It's often a colored envelope sometimes. Are you doing
I don't think they've okay. done I don't think they've gotten colored envelopes, but you'll, okay. inside you'll see a letter from me just giving some information about the fire department, and then you'll see a donation card, and if you feel so, and a envelope that you can return with your donation if you so choose.
And in addition to that, fire departments receive some tax.
So we do have
revenue.
Yes, each department in Baldwin County receives a portion of the ad valorem tax. So that helps fund all the fire departments in Baldwin County.
And then the city of Fairhope buys your trucks and things
city,
like that.
The city generously gives us a budget each year
okay.
that helps with maintenance. Upkeep, mm-hmm. equipment costs, and yes, they've over the past few they always help with the get us the trucks
so
that we need.
You turn in a wish list, if you will, when it's budget time, like the rest of the departments.
We do. Okay. Each year we put a budget together, just like all the other city departments, and they go through and choose the projects that need to be done.
Okay. Very good. Is there anything else, Chris, you'd like to mention?
Just everybody stay warm with this little cold snap, and be aware of, if you're using space heaters, please keep combustibles, blankets, curtains, things away from that.
Also, you don't use an extension cord,
correct.
Right?
Don't overload your extension cords, on a space heater especially.
Seen that happen,
yes,
where
ma'am.
It actually starts melting the extension cord and could have caused a fire.
It
could have been very dangerous.
Absolutely. But everybody stay safe while it's still in this cold snap, and if you have an issue, we're here to help.
Very good. Thank you so much. Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis joining us the third Thursday of each month when his schedule permits. If you missed part of it, you can listen to it later. We'll post it at WABF1480.com.